Yo, bro, what's good, nigga?
What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah. I think we got 30 seconds until it kicks off.
Okay, so it's about to work.
Yeah, I was Googling this shit and said you got 30 seconds to figure out how you're gonna kick it off, and then it's gonna start recording after that. Yeah, this shit crazy, man. Hey, you gotta minimize the noise though, but I think it's too late.
Is that better?
Yeah. Damn, man, I think it already started, bro.
My says you're the first one here. Recording will begin as soon as the other joins.
No, I can. It's saying two people are recording. Da-da-da, finish recording. Shit, I wish this shit was more explanatory.
Yeah, but hey, we here now. We here now. This is the introduction. What's up?
All right, man. Well, shit, man. Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? This is Sean and Jay, our first podcast. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for tuning in. If y'all tuning in, you know what I mean? It's a Friday. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas turning up.
Yep, good Friday.
Last day of the week. You know, some people got paid. Some people didn't get paid, you know.
I got paid, nigga.
Hey, but you just got to keep it grinding, you know, keep it moving, you know.
Shit, yeah. Hey, man, like, this is me and my bro right here. We served in the military together for a few years. Damn, man, when did we meet up? We met up in, I count Afghanistan.
Yeah, we really got cool in Afghanistan, you know what I'm saying? But I really knew who you were before we got to Afghanistan. Because I know, you know how Colorado was. Like, you know somebody, you know whoever, like, in your unit, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you go out. Like, I seen you at a house party. That's where I first met you, but you probably was too fucked up to remember.
Hey, and that's probably true. I was probably fucked up trying to get back to whoever, the girl I was dating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. But when I first met you, nigga, it was like some group of friends or some shit. But you probably was doing your thing. I know you be doing your thing.
Heck yeah, we were doing our thing out there, boy.
Yeah. But shit, on a serious note though, man, like, I want to let the people know, man, we really had this idea just to, you know, share with y'all based on, like, our conversations, you know, how we feel about certain topics. And we
love
at the end, at the end of the day, we want to keep it 100. You know what I mean? Because, shit, you kicking it with Sean and Jay. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
Yeah, we here to make you laugh, smile, cry. We here to do all that. You know what I'm saying? This is also giving us an outlet to express how we feel. Yeah. And I know most of y'all probably are feeling the same thing. So we here to help with all that. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we in here.
At the same time, man, I really don't give a damn. But we going
to... You feel me? And I love the hate. Send the hate. I love it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's get that. But shit, let's kick it off. Let's kick it off, man.
All right, man. Let's kick it off, man. Let's talk about shoot, man. The thing that's been on my mind today.
Go ahead, bro.
That's been on my mind heavy today is this job situation, man.
Yeah, this job situation, man.
I done ran through about 15 jobs since I've been out the military, man.
Damn.
For real, man.
When you let the people know, bro, when you got out, though.
I got out two years ago, out of the military. Like I said, I did my time. It was fun. You know, I got in some trouble. I did some good things.
Hey, Jay, I don't mean to cut you off, but hey, you got to minimize the noise. Man, I don't know if you're moving. I don't know if you got down rolling over.
Dang, nigga, what you want me to do? The mannequin challenge while I'm recording, fam?
Hey, man, I'm just listening out for everybody else, man. It sounds like you over there doing a little something extra you don't need to be doing.
Well, if you need to know, and the people out there need to know, I was scratching my head.
All right, man. Damn. Do that shit before or after, nigga. Your shit gonna itch for about 20 to 30 minutes.
Well, go ahead, man.
Nah, man, go ahead, elaborate, dog, on your whole experience. You say you was applying to, like, 15. You had 15 jobs, bro?
Bro, my job was getting a job, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing about that is you ain't getting paid to do that. So it's like, man, I was out here. It's like, man, like the military, we straightforward. You gonna deal who you gonna deal with. You know that, right? But my thing is, when you get out here to the civilian world, man, you got these bosses, some of them assholes, some of them don't know how to lead. It's all types of crazy mess out here, man. I done quit some jobs and got fired. Like, man, I'm telling you, man, but it's all a journey. And at the end of the day, I keep pushing because the end goal is outcome. You feel what I'm saying? This is the world we live in.
Facts. Facts, facts. But what made you quit, though, man? You said, what, it was leaders? What made you really was like, fuck it, man? Y'all niggas not paying me enough for this shit.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. So one of my first jobs was working at a warehouse out here in Savannah. I was working the night shift. I'm only getting paid 12 an hour. Yeah. And I feel like I was getting paid 12 an hour to listen to this dude's bull crap. And the first thing I hated, he always came in pissed off at his wife. Like, that was the first thing he said to us. And I was like, this ain't motivating me to move these boxes. Like, I don't want to hear about you and your wife. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The money wasn't enough to motivate you, though?
The money, it wasn't enough, man. When you in the civilian world, man, it's about that dollar sign, bro. And if dollar sign ain't peaking, that's the last bullshit I'm going to listen to. You feel what I'm saying?
I bet he had no eye candy out there, huh? It was nothing but straight dusty ass Caucasian, smelly white people looking. I ain't racist now. Don't get me wrong. I ain't racist, but I know you ever been around a white person, bro, and they be breathing. I'd be like, bro, why y'all be like huffing and puffing so hard and y'all not doing nothing? You ever heard?
Hey, my thing is the sweat, man. Like, I was working with this one guy at this warehouse, man. It's like, we ain't been in there 5 minutes, this dude sweating puddles, man. And sweating all over the boxes. We got to wrap and touch these boxes. I'm like, dude, what you doing, fam?
What you doing? So long story short, you was like, fuck it, man. I had to go.
I had to go. And just to answer your question from earlier.
Yeah.
No question. It was some fine girls in the warehouse, man. Some of these bad bitches you see out here. They be working these warehouse jobs, bro, because they're getting their workout on.
And they don't do
the
shit.
The booty look good.
They really don't do shit. They be like,
hey, bruh.
What they say, Jay? They be like, Jay, can you pick this up for me?
And I'd be like, nah, you getting paid the same $12 I'm getting paid.
Hey, bro, see, that's why I fuck with you, man. You real, dog. Be like, hey, I get your number, but you still going to be working at the end of the day. Like, I ain't doing my work and your work and still getting paid the same thing.
This ain't no Twilight.
You know
what I'm saying? This ain't no Twilight love story. You need to go in here and get these dusty-ass boxes between those nails. Call it a day.
Message. That's a message to y'all fellas out there, man. Y'all out here being suckers for these females who using y'all, man, and y'all not even getting the cat, dog. Like, what's up with that? What'd that come to?
What's the deal with that, bro? Elaborate on that for me, bro.
I could elaborate because, you know, I was in a certain experience. The younger version of myself, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? When you meet you, if you're not experienced enough and you see you a fine-ass girl, and you like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like Captain Save-A-Ho. You trying to impress her. You trying to do all this extra shit that you really don't need to be doing just to see if you might hit. Not even you going to hit, is if you might hit.
And that's real.
Yeah, you know, but that's some young nigga shit. Once you get old, you be like, man, she see a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Either she going to fuck with me or not. I ain't finna break my damn back for this hoe, you know. Excuse my language, females, but I ain't finna break my back, you know what I'm saying, just to see if I'm a hit. Either she gonna recognize real, or shit, we gonna keep it moving, because it's too many females out here to really be
trying to
do the most, you know what I'm saying?
And my thing is, what bad bitches is getting fucked up these days is that it's not about the bad bitch look anymore. This is 2018. It's about that bad bitch mentality. You know, my thing is, where's your mental state at? Like, where's your hustle at? Like, I need a woman to hustle with me.
Yeah.
Because I tell you the truth, man, some of these bad bitches, man, they working, bro. But most of them, most of them, they sitting on the couch. Mom and dad still putting money in their pockets.
Yeah.
And they looking for you to do something. Man, I'd rather go out there and get me a thick one with a cute face that love to go out to eat with me.
Hey.
and catch the bill. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, hey y'all. Hey, y'all. Jay always kept him a thick one, man. I don't know what it was, bro. I was like, damn, this nigga always got a thick girl. Like, what's... why you always got a... Like, it wasn't even, like, thick. Like, damn, like, she got a slim waist and she's thick. Like, she was, like, thick, nigga. Like, BBW. You had the BBWs, bruh. Nigga.
Bro, I had this one chick in Colorado, boy. Booty was so big, couldn't fit in the car, boy. Thought about getting a truck, boy.
Hey, hey, hey. You was, she was like front of the back. You was like, frack.
Yeah. I know who you talking about. That was Miss McDonald's right there. Oh.
Yeah, man. I almost lost my train of thought, but you know.
That was Miss McDonald's. But hey, he talking about me though. The boy Shine, boy, he had some thick ones too. He had this one though that was so bad. It seemed like most of the chicks he brought around though was kind of like crazy, like they was missing something. They could cook good, but then they was missing a little something, man. See, tell us about that, bro.
See, why you want to bring that up, man? You I already know who you're talking about, man. But let me tell you right about that situation.
Yeah,
you know, it was fun at first. Don't get me wrong. That's how our relationships start. They're fun, you know what I'm saying? They're genuine. Everybody getting to know each other. But like once y'all started like, you know, being intimate, and you start getting to really see how somebody is, oh man, either it's gonna be a good thing or a very, very bad thing.
You know what? What you just said to add on top of that, I already know what we're gonna call that. It's called the third fuck syndrome. The first fuck is always nice. The second fuck. Better
message.
That third fuck, that's when the real come out.
Message.
That's when we together.
That's when she like, oh nigga, you didn't know we was dating? Oh, like nigga, like like nigga, what you doing? I'm like, oh, I just woke up. Why you ain't text me? Why you ain't text me good morning? Like, what nigga, you was up before me? Like, what?
Text me good morning, bitch.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You start getting them texts. Like, I see I didn't get that good morning text today. Like, what's up with that? Oh shit, we got another crazy one. Damn.
Thing about the crazy ones, boy, they famous for going through the phone, bro. And me, I was so player back in the day in my young heyday, man. I just let girls go through it. And if they went, like, this is message right here. If they went through and they didn't like what they seen, I gave them that option. Let me go. Yeah. But you know what? They never let me go. So who's really wrong? You want to continue sitting here hurting yourself because you're going through my phone?
Yeah. See?
Or are you going to let me go on Elevate?
I feel like on that subject, you always was lucky because I never had that luxury. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I was to let a female go through my phone, she was like, nigga, what? You giving these hoes hopes and dreams and you telling me such and such. I'd be like, but that's the old me though. You know what I'm saying? That was the old me. Like that's from the Colorado days, you know, we was in the streets, we was doing this and that. We didn't come home till the sun came up. So
tough.
But at the same time, like females are on that tip now. Females are like, yo, nigga, you wanna go through my phone? It is what it is. Like females have that nigga mentality now, and that's what you got to be careful for, you know. But we in a new age, man, where everything is on the phone, bro. No matter what you're doing, it's on the phone. Either she gonna see your Snapchat, your Instagram, your damn Gmail. Like just be careful.
I get a girl that check my Gmail. I'm out the game officially, bro.
Bro, I had a homeboy. You know what I'm saying? He was in the military. He fucked up and had a POF account.
Yeah.
And his wife was on that shit. She checked that shit.
No.
Fucked them all up, man. But you know, it is what it is. You charge it to the game.
You live and you learn. Live and you learn.
Yeah. But man, you got me off topic, man. We going off about some shit that we didn't plan on discussing. But you know, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
It's the beginning, man. Like I said, this is our first podcast, man. Shine and Jay, kicking it with Shine and Jay, man. And this shit is so dope. Like it was really just off of a spur of the moment. My boy hit me up today at work. I was at work. Yes, I do got a job, y'all. Don't play me. But I was at work, And he was like, man, we should do this podcast. And man, it just brightened me up. I was like, you know what, man? Yeah, I would love to speak my truth.
Hey, what number is this though, Jay? What number job is this?
This is number 16, y'all.
Okay.
But let me tell y'all, I'm going to stay at number 16. 16 paying well. I can put up with the bullshit.
Yeah, you got to let that health insurance kick in sometime, bro.
Hey, for real, man. I was in a job. I didn't even let the first check kick in one time, boy.
It was that bad? Damn.
It was that bad. I could tell day one. I was, you know how you walk into a room, somebody farted, and your face scrunch up?
It was that bad. Damn.
That's how bad that job was, bro. I was like, I ain't going to be here long.
Obviously, nigga, if you didn't get the first check, shit. But shit, man, let's get it cracking, man. We going to kick it off. This topic is called fronting for nothing. I'm gonna elaborate on that, you know what I'm saying? We got niggas these days, you know what I'm saying, that really want to put on for social media. They want to put on really for no reason, just for the fact that it feel like, oh, man, like, just because, you know, I'm out with some friends or whatever that's really doing it, I'm going to feed off of what they got going on. I'm going to flex off of them. Or people that really be just on some shit like, I'm living a lifestyle, but I'm really not. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying, man.
Like, bro, let me give an example, man. I'm talking about this back when I was really, like, kicking shit, like, heavy. I'm in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, eating good. I got a nigga with me, right? His pockets ain't really that heavy, but it's respect, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna judge a nigga just because he ain't really, like, doing it like that. But this nigga had the audacity, bro, to start Snapchatting what I'm eating.
What?
He was snapping what I was eating, bro. And like, he was flexing like on Snapchat, like, boom, like, eating good, da 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 da. I'm like, nigga, like, really? Really, nigga? So that's one of
my thing is that's some whole shit right there, man. You done bought the $50 meal and he Snapchatting your play. Boy, if you don't get your bird ass off my food before I snap on you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Man,
bro,
what you think about that, man? What, you had an experience where a nigga was fronting for nothing, bro?
Bruh, let me tell you, out of my 15 jobs, one of them, I think my eighth job or sixth job, which I actually kind of liked at first, it was at Walmart.
That's when you started liking the jobs, when the eighth one kicked in, huh? Okay.
Right, that's the eighth one kicked my ass and it was like, yo, this is cool. But let me tell you, bro, about that fronting and flexing, bro. We working at Walmart, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you go to work, you put on work attire. It's not about looking the best, good. You ain't no manager, no nothing like that. You got to just look presentable enough to get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bruh, front and flexing, bruh. Like, why are you coming to work? And this is Walmart. My Walmart people are filming on it. Why are you coming to work with your gold grill in your mouth? Mm-hmm. Your $100, $200, $300 sneakers on, like... Man, yeah. you work the fucking night shift, bro. Nobody's there to see you, bro. Who you gonna pick up, motherfucker? Think J Lo gonna walk in that bitch?
Change my whole
time. No, bro. That's right. If you got a front flex at the job like that, bro, come on, bro. Like, and I ain't got no words for that, bro.
And not even making like that type of bag, type of money. You know, you making like
you're not making that type of. I know the gold's turning your teeth green.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, why do we front and flex in our generation when we don't have it, bro? Why can't our social media reflect what's really going on in our lives?
Well, shit, let me elaborate on that, because people, I feel like myself included, man, like, I can't really just say based off of what other people do, but I know how I feel. Like, social media is like another outlet to where you could be like, damn, I'm living this, I'm doing that, you know, see how I'm living. But what people don't do is they don't show the real shit. They show like the good things. They don't show like the you know, I understand why people don't show the bad things or why shit is fucked up. Like, I wouldn't do that shit either. But they don't like keep it 100. Like, they like, damn, like, nigga, I'm really like doing it like this. I'm living this lavish lifestyle, or I'm going out to Miami. Nigga, I live in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So I see how people be living. But then at the end of the day, I'd be like, yo, bro, let's do this. They'd be like, nah, man, my pockets ain't looking right. I'm like, bro, but you were just flexing on social media.
Right.
I'd be like, bro, let's do this. I'd be like, nah, man, something came. I'd be like, nigga, well, whatever. You know, so.
But
go ahead, bro.
My bad, man. I didn't mean to cut you out. I just want to say this right here.
Yeah.
On some real shit, ladies. I know one woman on social media for sure, right? It seems like it's all perfect on the outside. It seems like, you know, her kids and her husband is happy. Mm. You know, they got the nice cars. Well, dude is in the military at that. And this is what I love about this podcast. I'm not going to say no names and put nobody real identity out there, but it's a lot of you ladies on social media. This girl, Sean, is getting her ass whooped. But then I go on social media, and this is part of front and flexing, and be on social media like everything is all good and gravy. Like, I don't understand that, man. Like, yeah. I don't know what mindset you got to be in to go on social media and act like it's all okay. No. We know you're getting your ass beat. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with these women, man? Like, what's wrong with the mind, man? Like, you know?
Yeah. Man, they just had that. That's the mentality, though. It's the mentality we live in. And it's crazy because our generation is bringing up the next generation in that mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just think about how life is going to be in the next 20 or 30 years. Like, we don't really know, but we have an idea. And honestly, bro, it's damn near kind of scary, dog. Like, Matthew, you know, we still growing. You know what I'm saying? So we still learning. So how niggas like us still learning? How we supposed to be teaching the youth about, you know what I'm saying, like life goals, good values, saving your money, you know what I'm saying, having good credit, and it's not worried about having a nice ass car and having, and they don't even know they got an interest rate of like 20%, but they got the nice whip.
Exactly.
Though. You know what I'm saying? So, man, like, exactly. Message at the end of the day, man, it's like, stay true to yourself and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? Live in your means. Like, don't, just because, like, I could say this because I was the nigga out there doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you get humble and when you realize, you know what I'm saying, who really fuck with you, and when you realize, like, your family, friends, and happiness is really what life kind of is about. You know what I'm saying? What you want to leave behind, your legacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, but I believe that. But it's nothing wrong with having fun at the end of the day. But don't be on motherfucking social media like you got it and you really don't got it, because then that's when the nigga look stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And don't be on social media fronting with your baby daddy saying we getting bands, flashing nothing but fives and tens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, my bad, man, but on there flashing fives and tens, and then you look closer at the picture, baby daddy, motherfucking wife beater is ripped up. Like, nah, man, y'all.
you're really flashing that goddamn EBT money, man. That's
what it is. You feel what I'm saying? You're really flashing struggle hard times right now. Why do that.
Why you throwing money in a strip club and picking it back up with your feet like nobody see it?
yeah,
bro. Shit. I don't even go to the strip club no more, bro, because it's peer pressure.
You don't,
bro? Yes, I had to stop. I had to stop, man. Because I,
bro, you love the strip club.
I love the strip club. Oh my gosh, I love the strip club. But bro, after a while, like when you go in there and you're not really trying to flex, they look at you crazy. They'd be like, "Nigga, why you in here then?"
true.
You got a DJ saying, "Get some drinks, pay some strippers, or get the fuck out." I'm like, "Hey, damn!
I just can't come in here and enjoy the view."
Exactly. Nah. Not in Miami. It's a $20 coverage fee just to get in on a regular night, and then don't forget you, everybody want to look like they somebody, so niggas in there start tipping. You see, it's kind of like peer pressure without the actual having people say something to you. It's like, oh, you see another nigga flexing, throwing his money, you want to throw your money. Why you think strippers really be going hard during tax season? They'd be like, they already know what it is.
Yo, that's just like this too. And this is an old topic, but I'm gonna bring it up. That's just like when tax season came, you noticed Beyonce threw that big ass concert during tax season. Like, that's one of our queens in the game. Don't get me wrong. I love the Beehive and all that it entails. Yeah. But, man, like, y'all gotta start thinking, man. She threw that concert during tax season. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like Come on, man. That's peer pressure, man. Like, that's, homegirl going, so I got to go.
There's some shit behind that. It's marketing, bro. Marketing is like, yo, you know it's tax season. It may not even be Beyonce. Beyonce, when is my next show? And her team, her manager, and all that shit behind. It's a lot of shit that happens behind the scenes that we really don't know about, but they target the people. They target, yo, you know it's tax season. You know people won't have that bread, Beyonce. But I feel like you really can't call out Beyonce because Beyonce is a household name. She gonna bring the crowd out regardless. It don't matter if it's tax season or not. But for you, but you saying that, it does make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Just be wise with your money. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, man, just hold out.
Yeah, man. But shit, though, it's been real though, man. We got some more topics, but we gonna kick it off on the next podcast, man. But today, man, we just really wanted to sum it up, man. Really, don't be out here, goddamn, fronting for nothing when you know you got child support due, bills due.
Understand? Don't be saving these hoes.
Car note, dude. Don't be out here, goddamn, be cap and save a hoe. It's not worth it. Because then who the hell gonna save you?
Exactly, and that's the same thing for you women. Don't be out here trying to save these niggas and shit like that. Like, man, get your money, make sure you drink water and mind your business, boo boo. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So do your thing.
Like, have fun. But yeah, like, man, I enjoy talking to the masses. And like I said, man, I really enjoyed this. It's giving me an outlet to vent with my bro, man. And we're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna keep bringing this flavor to y'all every Friday.
And this has got every Friday, man. We gonna see. We might have to pick it up, man. Depending on what message we get back. So on a feedback note, man, I want y'all to let us know. You know what I'm saying? For example, when have you been out and you seen somebody fronting for nothing? You know what I'm saying? And we could pick it up on the next podcast, give a shout out. You know what I'm saying? But just support the cause. But like, you know, just keep it real, man. Self-awareness, dog. Peace.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And I'm going to end it off with saying, hey, I love y'all. Y'all stay easy. And you can't help but grin when the skin melanin.
Whatever the hell that means.
He hates because he ain't got no catch slogan yet. I got one.